Supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views certainly of Stephen Frank, and we're going to be talking about certainly a lot of the things that are going on today. Now, Stephen's one of the people who's been around, certainly fighting for the cause of freedom for about as long as I have, pretty close to 50 years, isn't it, Steve?
That's correct, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, Steve does a blog, and you can we'll tell you later how to get to his material, but there's so many things that are happening today. Most people really don't understand, of course, that certainly the enemies of freedom have infiltrated the conservative movement, the liberal movement, the religious movement. They control our schools, they control our media, and they control largely what the American people think and believe. In fact, we had a gentleman on this afternoon, John Rappaport, who was certainly a reporter for many years. And I certainly eventually why other older reporters explained to him how the system really worked. And that is, if you wanted to keep your job, there are certain things you didn't touch and didn't get into. And because the people who control the media all interlock together. And 90 to 95% of them belong to what I call the Brotherhood. Well, right now, Steve, do you pick up the story? What are the really important issues we should be talking about right now?
Well, the most important issue to everybody should be their own personal safety. If you're not feeling safe on the streets, and indeed, if you're not safe in your home, then what good is it to have a good job or to have a feeling for the community? Statewide here in California, we are seeing a massive increase in the crime rates. Bakersfield, for instance, in the last year had a 43% increase in rape, a 17% increase in auto theft, 15% increase in burglary. People are no longer safe in Bakersfield. I will tell you that in Santa Barbara to Riverside to Chico, everywhere in the state of California, the crime rate has skyrocketed in the last 18 months. And you could go back to that 18 months as the time that Governor Schwarzenegger and then Governor Brown created a situation where close to 50,000 criminals were either released from prison early or not even sent to prison and instead put back on the streets of our communities. And as that occurred, the crime rate went up. Concurrent with that, of course, Dr. Stan, because of the recession, the California depression, the cuts in spending by counties and cities, the number of law enforcement officials have been dramatically cut. And in fact, I'm doing a story tomorrow where there are 7 courthouses in the Los Angeles area that are being closed down. Not courtrooms, whole courthouses are being shut down because even if you convict a criminal, and there's no prison to send them to.
Well, I think it's so important people understand that what do you expect, certainly, two generations after they took God and prayer and out of our schools, as we opened up our borders and allowed people to come in who have a different culture, who see nothing wrong with this sort of thing. And this is just a lot of people coming from south of the border who do not have the values we had. At one time, America was a Christian nation. Not everybody was a Christian, but we espoused Christian values. We had certainly prayer in school and the Ten Commandments in school. We told people there's going to be punishment for doing the wrong thing. But two generations after they took God and prayer out of our schools, they knew it was going to happen. And now you're beginning to see the end result of what happens when a nation turns against God and against righteousness.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Steve is simply talking about the absurdity of so much of what's going on today. He points out that certainly in our schools, if kids violate the law, maybe they beat up another child and beat him up viciously. And, of course, they're usually not punished. They're talked to, and they say, you shouldn't do that. We're not going to suspend you from school. Just tell us you won't do it again. And basically, because we do not punish our children, because parents are not allowed to punish their children, because people are not... But school teachers are not allowed to punish children, and principals aren't allowed to punish children. And these children really get no punishment, and they get out into society, and they start doing lawless things, and then they get sent off to prison, and then, of course, there they have real punishment, and, of course, terrible punishment and physical abuse and psychological abuse and sexual abuse. If these children were disciplined, oh, we couldn't discipline children at home. Any parent who spanks their child is terrible. What madness is that? Certainly the Bible tells us spare the rod and spoil the child. And what were they talking about, the rod? They were talking about a rod and simply whipping a child who did the wrong thing. And sometimes you have to do this. You don't want to do it, but sometimes you have to. As for the child's own good, but they've totally disrupted the whole parent-child relationship and the teacher-child relationship. And then we wonder why we have more people in prison in the United States today than any other nation in the world, including communist China. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, then you have, and I'll give two more examples of the problem, then you have the city of San Francisco. If you do petty burglaries, if you graffiti, if you sell a few joints, a little bit of drugs on the street, and a variety of other so-called petty crimes, the city no longer prosecutes you. There's no prosecution. Instead, the city sends you to what's called a neighborhood court. That's not made up of judges and attorneys and people familiar with the law. It's made up of neighbors, of common people on the street who will make a determination what your punishment will be. 20 hours of community service, a $100 fine, and of course, this being a neighborhood court, it has no legal justification. It can't enforce anything it decides. And tens of thousands of crimes are being committed in San Francisco over the years that have not gone to justice, instead gone to the neighborhood courts, and the criminals just laugh at this. And so there's the old theory of the broken glass. As soon as you find somebody breaking a glass, you punish them harshly, because the next thing they'll do is they'll burgle the home, or they'll burn down the home, or they'll kill somebody. And so if you stop them when they break the glass, the window of the car or the window of the home, when you stop them then, you prevent them from going on to bigger crimes. These folks would just say, you're a naughty boy, don't do it again, and have 20 hours of community service. If you don't do it, there's not much we could do about it. So you have that situation. Then you have maybe the worst situation I can imagine. There was a gentleman who was a priest for 29 years in the Los Angeles Archdiocese. He was a pedophile. He was a pervert. The archdiocese finally got rid of him, never turned him in to the cops. So this pedophile is running on the streets now, and he takes a job with the Los Angeles Unified School District. So this gentleman works for the Los Angeles School District and has a job with children and with parents, and all the personnel office had to do was call the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and would have found out that this guy was a pervert and a pedophile. In fact, that's how it came out, that some reporter who was in some group in East L.A. who saw this guy, and parents were murmuring, this guy's a pedophile. The parents knew, but L.A. Unified didn't. And the funny part, if this any of this is funny, the guy is not a teacher. He's not an administrator. The Los Angeles Unified School District, which has a 60% dropout rate, hired the guy to be, now, to quote the title, a community organizer. Isn't that what Barack Obama was for ACORN, a community organizer? And what is a school district doing with a community organizer? Well, it winds up, there's so many kids trying to leave the district, they hired this pedophile, and they've hired other people to be community organizers to tell the parents how wonderful the school district is, when the parents can see how poorly their children are getting educated. So all these things, from Mount Carmel to San Francisco, to the courthouses being closed, there's no wonder that we have here in California, and it is spreading across the nation, an increase in the crime rate.
And I think basically people have to understand, we had so many criminals here in California that we actually had to send them to other states where they had openings in the prisons, because we didn't have enough space for them all, because basically they've released a lot of them because they didn't want to put the money out. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you put out more money just tracking these people down as they commit crime after crime after crime. And they're tragic victims of this whole thing. And basically, maybe we ought to start trying to convert people to Christianity in our prisons today. But of course, my goodness, we couldn't have public prayer in a public school, in a prison, could we? Go right ahead.
Well, this is a terrible trend for the whole of the United States. And until the people of California decide that we want safe streets, we're not going to have any safer streets. And of course, at the same time we have fewer cops, the same time we have fewer sheriffs, we have more crime. At the exact same time all of this is going on, Governor Brown, President Obama, and a whole host of office holders, all of whom have bodyguards with armed with weapons, you have them wanting to take away our Second Amendment rights to self-protection. So they're throwing the criminals on the streets, they're not putting them in jail, and they want to take away our guns, and they also want to have fewer police to protect us.
But of course, Barack Obama's daughters go to a school, a private school. There are 11 armed security guards there. And my suggestion, you know, in view of this recent suggestion by a high government official, that we should certainly use a pair of scissors if we are attacked. We ought to simply disarm those 11 guards at the prison where Barack Obama's daughters go to school and give them each a pair of scissors. I mean, basically, why should they have more protection than we do? Or maybe we have an elite, and we want to protect them. We want to protect the members of Congress and the Senate and the President and the Supreme Court justices. It's just that we don't want to have any protection for the citizens who are paying the salaries.
And, of course, as you well know, you can't bring those scissors on board an airplane. The TSA will take them away and may take you away for carrying scissors. So they're asking for something that they know is illegal by their own rules at airports, and they want you to protect yourself. As I like to say, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, hopefully.
And so, I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
And so we're at a point where the American people need to make a determination as to what type of government it wants. Does it want a government of rules, a government that protects itself? I've always believed, Dr. Stan, that the first purpose and the only purpose of government is to protect the citizens from enemies, foreign and domestic. What that means is that we have a military and we have a police force with a judicial system. That's the purpose of government. It is not to create food stamps. It is not to create a healthcare system where people literally are going to die of cancer, because under the new rulings of one government agency, they are proposing that men not take certain examinations for prostate cancer, and that women not take mammograms for breast cancer. And of course, by the time you show those symptoms of prostate cancer or breast cancer, it may be too late to even save you.
Well, let me tell you that this whole attitude has changed. I practiced medicine for many years, and certainly one of the things they always said was certainly talking about doing rectal examinations for prostatic cancer. If you don't put your finger in it, you're going to put your foot into it. I was trained that way. When I did physical examinations, even though I was a surgeon, we did them routinely. We always did a rectal examination. And I will tell you that I don't think I've had maybe one rectal examination in 20 years. They've changed this. The doctors aren't looking for prostate cancer anymore. What people really don't understand, Steve, is this is all about population control. There really is a population control agenda, and the average individual is not allowed to know that. It used to be 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today it's one in two men and one in three women, and that is simply not by accident.
Well, when you take a look at it, it's not only population control, As you know, our budget deficit is spiraling out of control. Our debt is $16 billion, and by this time next year, it'll be $16 trillion. It'll be $17 trillion by this time next year, if not higher than that.
Yes, but if you do, use the gap methods, why it's really about 84 trillion, it'll never be repaid, ladies and gentlemen. They're simply lying to us. Certainly, the government does not use the same method of accounting that every corporation does. That's the generally accepted accounting principle, GAAP. And if you look at it, and certainly you can go up on the internet and type in U.S. debt according to GAAP, it's $85, $86 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll never be repaid. The whole thing is going down financially, but they don't want the American people to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, if you agree or disagree.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Steve Frank. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Steve is simply talking about Medicare, the catastrophe that we have with the Obamacare legislation, pointing out that certain people have analyzed certainly what Obamacare is going to cost. In about 3 years, by the year 2016, it will cost about $20,000 a year for the average family of four. How could you possibly afford $20,000 a year for health care? Why, you're required to have it, ladies and gentlemen. You're required to have health care because the government's here to help. Ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying the practice of medicine here. They're wasting all sorts of money on certain types of treatment that don't do any good. They're restricting access to medications that are cheap and inexpensive and will save your lives. We have all sorts of programs today that are promoting cancer, aspartame, NutraSweets, and 14,000 products in America. They know it's carcinogenic. They know it produces brain tumors in children. Check it out on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. It's in 14,000 products, and they've targeted our children with it. Today, I've read an article telling you about girls going into premature puberty. They're going into premature puberty 2 or 3 years earlier than they used to. Why? Well, because of the bisphenol in all the cans. The bisphenol in cans, it's an estrogenic substance. And of course, all these girls are getting excessive doses of bisphenol. They can actually test it in the girls. It's changing their whole menstrual cycle. And of course, it's feminizing boys. Why do you think so many boys are very, very feminine? Because they're getting the estrogens whenever they open a can, whenever, of course, if they were children and their mothers used bottles rather than breastfeeding them, or certainly the plastic bottles that are used for children have bisphenol in it. You warm it up, boys get the full dose of estrogen. They know exactly what they're doing. It promotes cancer and breast cancer in women. And of course, we get into the coloring and the recombinant bovine growth hormone that they put in the milk, the milk is produced by. And because this is carcinogenic, the genetically modified foods are carcinogenic. Large amounts of soy products are terrible for you, and they create all sorts of hormonal imbalances. Go right ahead. They know exactly what they're doing, Steve. The average American doesn't. Go ahead.
Well, it gets even worse than that. Within the last 3 or 4 days, the Department of Agriculture has put out a notice to all school districts in the country telling them what they may or may not serve to kids at the schools. And one of the most interesting facts is they're not allowed to serve sugary drinks, drinks with more than 10% sugar. Okay. But then it says they may only use a limited amount of water. The kids can only be given a limited amount of water each day, and it must come from a bottle, not from the tap, not from a water cooler. And that water, there needs to be fewer water coolers in schools. They're telling the kids what they may or may not eat. And, of course, the kids are going to eat what they want to eat. But here you have the Department of Agriculture informing schools what they can serve to kids when the Department of Agriculture is run so efficiently itself. Plus, it has nothing to do with education. And what they're trying to do is move in every department of the federal government into the schools when they can't even do the basic job of education. If they worried more about kids learning math than they do kids drinking too much water during the day, our kids would be much better off.
They sure would be, and certainly they should get all Diet Coke and Diet Soda out, Diet Pepsi, because it contains aspartame. They know that, and it increases obesity. It's tumorigenic, produces all sorts of problems. And yet, of course, many of our schools will allow children to have that, certainly Coke and Pepsi, even if they're not diet products and they have sugar in them. They're not good for it. They have all sorts of unhealthy things. And the average child And the average parent is never allowed to hear this because they control the media, because they give them fluoridated water. The fluoridated water creates all sorts of problems with fertility. Acidity lowers the intelligence. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, fluoridated water lowers intelligence 5 to 10 points. And if you're 160 that, and you go from 160 to IQ to 155, it isn't bad. But what happens if you're 90 IQ and it lowers it to 85? We're talking about poisoning our children. They are poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. Go up on the internet. Fortunately, you have the internet. Go to fluoridealert.org. Don't go to fluoridealert.com or .net, because they're put up by simply the American Dental Association to confuse you. But go to fluoridealert.org and pull down the information on fluoride. You'll find out they're poisoning your children. They've targeted your children. They're destroying the lives and the minds and the very souls of our children. And where's the outcry? Why, it's muted. And doctors will tell you there's nothing wrong with fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, look at fluoridealert.net. Fluoridealert.org. It's put up by a professor of chemistry.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this evening is Steve Franks. We're just talking about what's going on in America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But basically, of course, Obamacare is going to be a disaster. It's going to be overly expensive. It's going to give the federal government the ability to determine who lives and who dies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough money. They're going to have to kill off the elderly. That's what the death panels are about. But where's the outcry from our ministers? Where's the outcry from our politicians? When does anybody want to talk about the fact that they know that they can't afford all of these people? Right today, in America, we have 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid today, all financed by the government. They know what they're doing, and of course, there are going to be more and more people on Medicaid because they're not going to be able to afford the exorbitant prices, and more people are going to be losing their jobs as we intentionally ship our jobs overseas. And now, basically, more and more people are going on Social Security disability. Why? Because they've run out of unemployment insurance and they can't get a job, and they've learned how to play the system. And can you blame them for playing the system? After all you have to do is go down and complain you can't work, you've got a disability. We got over almost 9 million people on Social Security disability, and in addition to all the rest of the people on Social Security payments today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And don't forget, we've got 79 million people retiring in the next 20 years. They started retiring about a year ago. 79 million people. Another 10,000 people are going on retirement every single day. Where is the money coming from? Well, we're simply borrowing it from the Federal Reserve System. Where is the Federal Reserve System getting it from? They're borrowing it from the banks. The banks are depositing it. But what happens if the banks want their money back? It's all gone into Treasury bonds, and those Treasury bonds are soon not going to be marketable at all. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Frank. Steve, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. You know, the reality is, let's talk a little bit about pensions and Social Security. Social Security has less than 20 years of money available to it when it will have to stop sending out checks. That will be a major catastrophe because people depend on that money.
But Steve, right now they're having to borrow certainly 40 to 46 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends now has to be borrowed. Social Security is going back behind 46 billion dollars a year. In other words, they $46 billion more going out than coming in. But to say similar to Medicare, there's no money in the Medicare Trust Fund. There's no money in the Social Security Trust Fund. They're Ponzi schemes. Anybody else did that would put them in jail. The federal government does it, and they're having to borrow money because they're not getting enough coming in or to pay it out. Go ahead.
Several years ago, if you remember, they created for Social Security what they called a lockbox, where the money couldn't be taken out. Well, somebody opened up the lockbox and found all that's in there are Federal Reserve IOUs. There is no real money in the lockbox. We were lied to then. People who are counting on Social Security in the future just shouldn't, because it's not going to be there. And then you have state pension systems. Here in California, it is so bad that the CalSTRS, the Teachers Retirement Fund, needs to get immediately another $4.5 billion into it. Well, how do they get the money? They get the money from the teachers and the school districts. Well, if you take $4.5 billion from school districts and you put it into the pension system, that's $4.5 billion not there for teachers, for textbooks, for computers, for facilities. In other words, they're propping up a pension system which is already insolvent and taking away from what little money the school districts actually get for actual programs. And so that's why the pension system is not going to do well. At some point, the school districts are going to say enough is enough and we can no longer pay the exorbitant amount of contributions. And the great problem is that they counted on getting 7.75% return on equity for year after year after year. Last year, they got under 2%, and that means the difference between the under 2% and the 7.75 is the addition to the deficit, or I should say the unfunded liability, of the pension system, of the teachers' pension system. That's $64 billion in unfunded liabilities. The UC system has $21 billion unfunded liabilities in this pension system, and the state CalPERS, which is the major system, has $525 billion in unfunded liabilities, and all of these unfunded liability folders are all growing year after year instead of being reduced, because the people running the pension systems do not know that the that if they continue to lie about their return on investment and they don't bring in enough money, then somebody's going to have to pay for it, or, which is what's happened in Rhode Island and Alabama, the pensions will be cut, some in half, and in some places in Rhode Island and Alabama, cut to zero. People who thought they had worked 25, 30 years for a retirement pay from government wound up with, are winding up now with nothing. And there's no recourse, but you can't, because you can't sue government on any of this. If you remember, Dr. Stan, the Supreme Court ruled that Social Security and, by extension, these pension systems are a tax. They are not an insurance program. So government can stop collecting taxes or raise taxes, and they don't have to pay off anything.
Well, most people have no idea really what a terrible financial situation we're in, but there's no question that the whole thing is going bankrupt down the line. Now, of course, one way they can get out of it simply would simply be to destroy the value of the currency, pay the people $1,000 a month, but maybe the $1,000 wouldn't buy an ice cream cone. Basically, of course, some of the pension funds, certainly, they have their income directly tied to the rate of inflation. But if they do, the whole system's going bankrupt. People do not understand that these wonderful socialist systems just don't work. This is certainly what happened in Michigan, where, of course, they had this wonderful retirement system for the automotive workers, and basically a lot of them simply had to get bought out, and those who stayed with the pensions, well, the pensions are paying less and less money. The new automobile workers are not making $60 or $70 an hour. They're making $15 an hour and be glad to have a job. People don't understand that the utopian world that we've lived in no longer exists. The day of reckoning is coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how long can the federal government continue borrowing 40 to 46 cents out of every dollar they spend? That's what they're doing at the present time. How long can you continue doing that? How long could you do that? Isn't he with your family? Well, he couldn't do it indefinitely. And the state government, the state of California, the federal government, cannot continue spending the money they don't have. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 10,000 people every single day are retiring and going on to Medicare and Medicaid, Medicare and Social Security, and simply an additional drain on the system. Go right ahead.
And you know, it's interesting you bring up the Michigan Union situation. When the federal government took over General Motors, it also took over the pension plan of General Motors. And President Obama authorized the federal government to fully reimburse the union retirement plan. And so the union members made out like bandits, because the president also refused to give a dime to the non-union pension plan. And all 80 to 90,000 non-union retirees of General Motors are now getting between 25 and 50 cents on the dollar for their retirement, whereas the union people are still getting close to 100% of their retirement. That type of corruption, and that is corrupt when you don't treat people equally, is how the Obama administration stays in power. But at some point in time, even the federal government will not be able to bail out the system. Last week, the process was begun for the state of Illinois which their system, and you heard me talk about how bad the California pension system is, their system is even worse than ours in California. And the state of Illinois has begun the process of asking the federal government to bail out their pension system. And, of course, the problem with that is if the federal government bails out Illinois, they will then have to bail out Rhode Island, Alabama, California, New York, New Jersey. And about
Steve, they don't have any money. There's no way they can do that unless, of course, this is an intentional effort to bankrupt America. Unless, of course, there were two communists. Their name was Cloward and Pivens. Cloward and Pivens. They wrote an article back in 1966 in The Nation magazine. They said, look, we want to destroy America. How can we destroy America? Why, we'll spend her to oblivion. We'll keep spending money and spending money and spending money. And everybody will be happy until the whole thing collapses, we go into chaos, and then we can take over the country. They spell this all out, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what is happening today. This is exactly, of course, the program that Obama is following. But remember, Obama is not making the decisions. He is simply controlled by the elite of this country. They want to bankrupt this country so they can increase government power over every aspect of our lives and impoverish the American people, who will then, of course, they'll look to government to take care of them without understanding it is government that has created the problem. And this is all part of a carefully planned program, I believe, to bankrupt this country, chaos, and then expanded government control. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but fortunately you can go up on the internet and look up Cloward and Piven, Cloward and Piven, 1966, I think it is, Cloward and Piven. It's all laid out. This is part of a diabolical plan, and the average American has never heard of it because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Go right ahead, Steve.
So just to give you an idea of how much it would cost to bail out all these government pension systems, it is $3 trillion. That's the amount of unfunded liabilities government pension systems have in the United States, city, county, and state, cumulatively. And so they'd have to literally print $3 trillion more dollars, just add it to the deficit. But once you start doing that, then what you've done is you've rewarded bad policies on a local or a state basis. And by rewarding those policies, because then it doesn't matter, you're not paying for it. Some guy in Hoboken or Wichita is going to pay for your pension. So it doesn't matter if you get a spike in your pension or rules are changed so you can get more money. You're not paying for it. Your state isn't. The federal government is. Without people understanding that they are the federal government, they should be the ones that make these determinations rather than the office holders who have determined to use your checkbook as a method of getting them reelected every 2 years. And so the United States is in trouble, but it all goes back to the same thing. I don't blame the mass media for not telling us the truth. I believe that individual citizens have a responsibility of looking for the truth and not waiting for the LA Times or the New York Times or Brian Williams to tell you what they believe the truth is. You talked a while ago about fluoridealert.org. There are lots of websites to give information on the current financial condition of the United States that will give you an example of what it means if a Obamacare passes and how it will affect you and your family and your job and your community and your future. There are plenty of ways for you to do that. And sadly, too few people are willing to do that. They are so disgusted with the system that they no longer vote and no longer participate in the electoral process. And as those people leave the ballot box, the ballot box is being stuffed by illegal aliens, individuals who are criminals, people who should not be voting. And in cases, there was a county, I believe it's called St. Lucia County, down in Florida, where they had 140% of the eligible voters vote, and they counted the votes.
140% of the eligible voters, that means that more people voted than actually live there. 40%
correct,
more.
But they counted the votes.
Basically, of course, it's all fraudulent. So many of our elections are fraudulent, but as long as they go along with the establishment, nothing's done about it.
And up your way, San Francisco, historically, year after year, always has over 100% of the eligible voters voting. That means every single registered voter and others voting. That's just statistically impossible, but they count the votes anyway.
Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah, they look like the end is at hand. A few different things, really. He was talking about crime earlier. When we were out in California, we went in the grocery store. It about shocked us. He had, like, officers in there with guns in the grocery store. We couldn't believe it. So that's one thing we noticed out there. And so I guess them wearing them guns isn't stopping crime, you know. So that's not the case.
Well, I think that basically if you have an armed guard in a grocery store, you very, very seldom are going to have anybody coming in trying to rob it. The last thing us and the criminals want is to run into an armed guard. Anything else you want to say, Mike?
Yeah, I just basically, you know, it's everything's on its plans. These guys got everything so messed up. You can easily see that this is all planned. And
you're absolutely right.
There
are people who want to create such chaos that we're going to have to move into a dictatorship, and to certainly the loss of all freedom to stop the chaos from occurring. They know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, you're not going to get this from the media because it's controlled. If you haven't read the book, The Media Monopoly, 90 to 95%. Certainly of the media is controlled by six major corporations and their subsidiaries, and you get exactly what they want you to get when you read the newspaper, listen to television. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpreting. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Time, get that web page out that people can go to it.
That is capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, a daily compilation of important articles on public policy.
God bless. Thanks for everything you do, Steve. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this was Steve Frank, capoliticalnews.com. Go there, and of course, if you can sign up for nothing to get his daily emails. I've known Steve for a long time. His information's good. You need to have it. Now, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. Hopefully, you'll want to get a case of the books, and then you can give them away. Certainly you can sell them. Hopefully you'll lend them, because that way people have an obligation to give it back to you. And what we want is, of course, for people to read the book and understand, certainly, that there are powerful covert organizations out there, but they're energized by secret societies. These are not imaginary, they're real, and it's not just one, but a myriad of them. And the fact that you've never heard of them simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. You need, of course, to understand that the Trilateral Commission controls most of the things in America, and between 1977 and the year 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States, irrespective of whether they be Democrat or Republicans, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, as did John Kerry, who's just been appointed Secretary of State, and of course Susan Rice, who was Obama's initial choice. She also came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And you can go to that now. Remember that once they, of course, go into a key government position, they take their name off the list. They're put certainly on their certainly alumni. But you can go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their logo. You can see the three curved sixes. You look a little creative. You can understand that the inner part of those three curved arrows are sixes, 666. But they're bound together by an upside-down broken cross. Go look up logos. You'll find it's the emblem, certainly, of the ancient mystery religions. It is an emblem of anti-Christianity, because this is what certainly guides everything going on today. So we hope you'll get a case, or at least get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll get our new four tape sets, which, of course, are geoengineering. And, of course, the other new four tape set, of course, is The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have an excellent DVD on that subject, about my the talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave at our last conference. I certainly ask for, and we'll send you free of charge, the Heritage Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack, and they will tell you quite openly that certainly those people who have evaluated this believe that within 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack, and it's not a matter of if, but when. Then, of course, there would be between 6 and 12 months, up to 90% of the population of America would be dead. And you say that couldn't happen. If it were going to happen, they would be doing what they should do to stop this, to perfect it, to protect this. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, somebody called me the other day and said, why certainly are these wicked people, the Brotherhood of Darkness, allowing this to happen? They want to keep America as their base, and that's absolutely right. They want to keep America as their base. And this thing is not happening because the Brotherhood of Darkness wants to destroy America. I believe this is God's judgment on America. Because if you understand what's going on, it's a spiritual battle. And there really are these powerful Luciferian forces working behind the scenes. But God is there as well, too. And the longer I live, the more convinced I am of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men. And whenever a nation turns its back on God, God turns his back on that nation, and America has rejected God. And I fear that we're going to begin to see his judgment. And it's coming very soon, and it may well be. I can't say absolutely, but certainly I've been studying this for 50 years, and I'm very, very concerned about the danger, potential danger, of an EMP attack. You need to get, of course, the both the DVD and the forced CD set in the book, A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for our
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, we were hoping to have Dr. Orly Taze on with us. And, of course, she is bringing lawsuits against President Obama for the fact that certainly he is using a falsified birth certificate. He's using a falsified draft card. He's using a falsified Social Security number. And Dr. Taze, of course, who is both a lawyer and a dentist, does not believe that Barack Hussein Obama is eligible to be the President of the United States. And, of course, I'm going to ask our producer if he'll call my wife and ask her if she'll just bring out our little silver computer, that we may very well have another number for Dr. Orly Taze. She's not answering the number we have for her. So basically, if we should just ask Barbie to bring out our little silver computer. But we're going to have to do open lines because we don't have anything prepared for this hour. So if there's something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning our children with aspartame? Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning our children with fluoride? Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning the American people with genetically modified food? They know what they're doing, but you see, ladies and gentlemen, there are too many people in America. There are too many people throughout the world. And they're going to have to eliminate large segments of the population. And, of course, one of the things that all of these things do is they decrease fertility. Have you noticed that we hear now, certainly, people are not having as many children as they used to? Have you ever wondered why that is? Oh, people are acting responsibly. And, of course, that's really not true at all. Basically, of course, whether it be aspartame or fluoride or the aluminum that they're spraying or certainly the genetically modified food or the myriad of other things that they're doing to us, they're all decreased fertility. And certainly cell phones. If you have a cell phone, if you're a man and you carry it on your belt, why, of course, that cell phone will actually decrease your sperm count about 50%. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they know that cell phones, which are so popular today, so many men carry it with them, and of course the radiation from the cell phone will decrease the fertility of men, and 50% the sperm count goes down, and of course of the sperm that then survive, why many of them are deformed, which is why we're having a dramatic increase, and the number of deformed children, they know exactly what they're doing, and yet everything is done to prevent the American people from understanding that cell phones are toxic. And certainly, We're hoping that, of course, we can get Dr. Taze during the break, but if not, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right now, of course, if you look at the population of the world, there are about 7 billion people there, of course, by the year 2026, why there are going to be certainly 8 billion people in the world, and by the year 2046, there are going to be certainly 9 billion people in the world. But at that point, the population is going to start dropping, and it is going to drop down probably to 1 billion or less, because basically the population of Europe is already dying off. Certainly, you look at the reproduction, you need 2.1 children per family to reproduce population. The reproduction rate in Germany is 1.4 children per family. In France, it's 1.2 children per family. It's 1.2 children per family in Italy. In Japan, these populations are dropping off, and most people don't understand. We're in the process of simply killing off most of the people in the world, part of population control.
Swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this evening, why, of course, our regularly scheduled guest is not available. So if you are out there, the listening audience would love to talk to you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you have to understand that population control and killing off the majority of people in the world is certainly one of the major thrusts of our current administration, the people who work behind the scenes here in America. And they have to understand that as they do not fluoridate the water in Europe, there are only a few places, a few local communities where it's fluoridated because they know it's a deadly poison. But because they control the medical profession here and the dental profession here, and it's not that the average doctor is bad or the average dentist is bad, but of course, if you are certainly speak out against this sort of thing, why, of course, they will come after you. They will make your life miserable. They will attack you. They'll even try to go after your medical or dental license if you tell the truth. But fortunately, you can go up on the internet and find out that what I'm telling you is the truth, and go to the website fluoridealert.org. It's actually put up there by a professor of chemistry, and I believe his name is, anyway, fluoridealert.org. Go up and read what he has to say, extensive information, and all across America, towns are voting out water fluoridation. Now, you're not hearing about this, because the last thing they want you is to hear is the truth, and they control the media. But if you go to certainly that website, you'll find about all the towns here in recent months, and the last year or so that have voted out water fluoridation. What does water fluoridation do? Well, let's simply take the word fluoride, F, fertility. It decreases a female fertility. It decreases the male sperm count about 50%. And basically, of course, a minute of the sperm that do survive, of course, will have deformities. Why is one reason? Well, we're getting certainly more in the way of deformed children. L is for lowers intelligence. Of water fluoridation lowers the intelligence 5-10%. In fact, a recent report came out from Harvard. They published this. And then Harvard was immediately attacked, and they threatened to pull out all the funds, for their research and Harvard, because they're a university without integrity or honor. Suddenly came back and repudiated the article that they just published in a scientific journal, saying, well, maybe it just didn't have adequate information. Ladies and gentlemen, go up on the internet and just certainly put in Harvard study that shows water fluoridation lowers intelligence. And it does it 5-10%. In fact, we have some wonderful DVDs you can get us from Radio Liberty, from my ministry, that show that children in China, Dr. Kennedy went to China and went to schools in communities where there were fluoridated water and where there was no fluoridated water. And in the areas where there was fluoridated water, the kids were sort of bland and they looked dumb and unresponsive and they weren't laughing. And in the areas where they did certainly have unfluoridated water, the children were happy. And of course, you couldn't communicate with them. They spoke Chinese. But all the difference, and you can get those DVDs from Radio Liberty simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally poisoning our children. And basically, this has nothing to do with cavities. It doesn't, if you look in the area, compare the incidence of cavities in the areas where they fluoridate the water and where they don't. There's not a bit of difference, and they know that. And you're being lied to by your doctor, you're being lied to by your dentist, but challenge them. Your job is to get the information and then educate them so they understand they're being used by their medical organizations, because the California Medical Association, the California Dental Association, and medical and dental associations all over this country have been taken over, and their prestige is being certainly utilized to poison the people. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Dave, who's calling from New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Great, Dr. Stan.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment? Well, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Well, number one, I heard from a secret source close to you that you only have about 100 books in your library. Is that true?
Oh, not 100,000 books, probably not more than 30,000, 20,000 or 30,000.
Oh, my.
But it's an amazing library, and of course, people have given me books, and some people have ever given me their whole library. And so, basically, we have to have suddenly a special building just to house the library.
Well, I don't see how anybody can be as smart as you and still live. I think you're fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not as smart as I used to be, but unfortunately, God comes along, and usually if I'm wondering what to say, he puts the words in my mouth. So sometimes I wonder, when I go on the radio, how am I going to deal with this issue, and he gives me the answer. So the longer I live, the more convinced I am of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men, and he's been very kind to me.
Anything well, Dr. Stan, could maybe we could make an arrangement. How much would you charge if we could arrange switching brains, maybe a brain transplant?
Well, right now, I wouldn't want to take advantage of you, Dave. And because I'm 84, I'll be 84 this month, and certainly I probably will be losing a little bit more of my memory as time goes by. But fortunately, I have a very, very smart wife, and she's a wonderful adjunct for me. And if I can't remember, she can, and together we're a genius. Anyway,
yeah,
anything else?
If you lose a little of your memory, nobody in the audience is ever going to know it. I'll tell you that right now. My question is this. What's the story on taking out cavities out of your mouth? What's the dangers and who's qualified to do that? What do you know about that?
Well, you're talking about taking out the fillings, not the cavities.
Yeah, the fillings. Yeah,
the fillings.
Right.
Well, basically, of course, you don't want to go to the average dentist because he doesn't know what he's doing. But you can go off on the internet, and there's actually sites there where actually they have the dentists who actually specialize in that, and go up and certainly simply go to your search engine and just type in organization dentists specialize in removing mercury fillings. And basically when they do take out the mercury fillings, they have to have a lot of suction in your mouth so that you'll suck out the mercury fumes. And then, of course, they put all sorts of dams in there in the back of your mouth so that you won't have any problem. And they don't want to do too many at one time. They may take out two or three, but you don't want to, if you have a mouth full of mercury fillings, you don't want to get them all out. I will tell you, I went to my local dentist here. He took them out, and suddenly I was sitting there. And, of course, they use a lot of water, and they rush it through your mouth. There's this dam in the back of their mouth so it's, so it won't go down into your trachea or into your esophagus. And certainly they don't want that mercury, the mercury dust from removing the filling to get into your mucosa, so they just flush it out. And I went through this whole thing, you know, it was easy, and I enjoyed it. We got to the end of it. And at the very end, why, my dentist took out the dam in the back of my throat, which, of course, was to prevent the fumes from getting down into my trachea. And I got the sudden, just almost like a jolt, from the mercury fume that I got into me at that time. And even as well-trained as my dentist was, why, I mean, there was, I got a reaction from it. I don't have any, hopefully any long-term reaction from it. But it's a dangerous thing to do, and yet you should get your mercury fillings out. I got mine out because they're constantly actually releasing mercury into your system. We're poisoning people all across America. Fortunately, about half of the dentists in the United States have given up using mercury fillings because of pressure from their clients. The other half are simply continue doing it, and I would not suggest that anybody go to a dentist who is putting in mercury fillings, and I'd let them know why, and insist that they go up on the internet and look at the site fluoridealert.org. Now, really what's so interesting is the American Dental Association took out fluoridealert.com and fluoridealert.net, and they surround this, and so a lot of people can remember the fluoride alert, but they can't remember whether it's org or certainly net or com. And because you go to the other websites and they tell you how wonderful it is, they know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the people. They want to do this. Unfortunately, we're dealing with evil people. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go ahead, Dave, but I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you sure did. I mean, why do they allow it? I mean, they know better, don't they, Dr. Stan?
Well, I mean, who are you going to complain to? Are you going to complain to the government that's pushing this? 68% of our the communities have fluoridated water today, and 90% of those are using the hydrofluosilicic acid that actually has lead in it. In fact, they've done actual studies on this. And in the communities where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluosilicic acid, and they compared them with communities where they don't use hydrofluosilicic acid, they tested the level of the lead in the blood of children, black children, Hispanic children, and white children. And they found that in white children, a needle stick revealed that the level of the lead in the blood of white children doubled if they were fluoridating the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid. In Hispanic children, it went up 4 times. And in black children, it went up 6 times. Now, this is all written up by Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. I think he's at Dartmouth. Anyway, you can look his name up. Dr. Roger Masters, and I believe it's Dartmouth. Don't hold me to that. And he's a sociologist. And he wondered why there were so many blacks in prison, why 1 in 3 young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole today. And what he found out, of course, is that they were getting lead encephalopathy from the use of the hydrofluorosilicic acid. Now, the studies were originally done on 450,000 children. They know exactly what they're doing. 450,000 children, the largest study ever done, certainly on children. And they found out that the level of lead in the blood of children, black children, certainly with who actually were drinking fluoridated water, had gone up 6 times. And these kids had, certainly this is why they were into criminal activity. And certainly, Dr. Masters isn't interested in fluoridation. He was interested in why so much criminality. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Dave, go right ahead. Does that answer your question? Oh, I guess we lost Dave. Well, we'll just go to some music here, and we'll be back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're doing open lines tonight, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We got started talking about water fluoridation this evening, and certainly the tragedy, certainly of the use of hydrofluorosilicic acid, which, of course, has never been declared to be safe, and yes, it's used in 90% of the communities where, of course, they're fluoridating the water. It increases the level of lead in the blood of black children 6 times. This is the work of Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth. Look it up on the internet, Roger Masters of Dartmouth. And certainly if you can't get it, we actually have treatises, but I'd much rather got it off the internet than have to get it from us. The 450,000 children were tested, and they found a dramatic increase in the level of the blood in black children, which is, of course, why? Because they get this lead encephalopathy, and this increases criminal activity. And certainly, Dr. Roger Masters was a sociologist. He wasn't interested in the chemistry. He was interested in why this massive increase there in the incidence of crime in the blacks. And basically, it's because we're poisoning them, ladies and gentlemen. We're poisoning them, and where is Jesse Jackson? Where, certainly, is Al Sharpton when we need them? I basically have talked to blacks who've called me about this, black people, good black people who love God and who love America. And they've very concerned about it, and I pleaded with them to get hold of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Some of them have said they have, and they don't seem to be interested. I wonder why. Well, maybe it's because Jesse Jackson was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So as we told you earlier, certainly fluoride limits fertility, both in male and female. And certainly in the male, it lowers the sperm count, and then it lowers the intelligence. It actually increases the incidence of cancer. And Dr. Dean Burke, who actually was in charge of research for 26 years, at least when I talked to him, he'd been in charge of research at the National Cancer Institute for 26 years. And he and another gentleman had done evaluations, and they found out that in the communities where they fluoridated the water, the incidence of cancer was increased overall about 40% compared with non-fluoridated areas. And then, of course, the fluoride actually increases osteoporosis, in other words, softening of the bones, so that basically if you're in an area and you're certainly a woman or a man, why, of course, your bone metabolism doesn't work. The fluoride competes with the calcium. It gets into the bone, and even though the bone may look a little bit more dense, it's actually softer, and so you get softening of the bone, and they break ever so much more readily. And then, of course, the fluoride, because it competes with iodine, it gets into the thyroid, and it disrupts thyroid function. Now, let me give you our telephone number again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, because it's open lines, and we don't have any specific topic. I've just taken the water fluoridation because I feel so strongly about it. And we refer you to the website fluoridealert.org. Or if you want to hear my talk on water fluoridation, it's called The Hidden Agenda. And we've got a great syllabus that goes with that. The Hidden Agenda, you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, fluoride will disrupt the function of your thyroid. It disrupts your immune system. It increases the incidence of Down's disease. And it disrupts your endocrine system. All of these things are well known and scientifically proven. And go to fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. You have an obligation to find if what I'm telling you is the truth. They're poisoning the populations in 68% of the cities in the United States today. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-2295. Do you believe me? Well, Sydney, a hidden agenda. That's great. You can get that talk. You gave it some years ago, but nothing has changed. The hidden agenda, of course, you need to watch it several times. And then in case you get the syllabus that goes with us, we actually carry books on water fluoridation. We have a four-tape set on water fluoridation. We have talks, and certainly we have Dr. Kennedy's excellent DVDs on water fluoridation in my interviews with Dr. Kennedy. David Kennedy has given his life to try to educate the people, to sound the alarm, to let them understand we are poisoning the people in America. And, of course, this is if water fluoridation is so important, why don't they do it in Europe? Because they don't want to poison the people. Well, what about cavities? What about childhood cavities, ladies and gentlemen? In areas where they don't have water fluoridation, they have lower cavity rates. In fact, basically, they fluoridated the water in East Germany because they wanted to keep the public down. And basically, this is how you keep people from being agitated, from thinking. And once they took the fluoride out of the water, of course, the quality of the dental care actually got better.
GABA, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, telephone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And right now, we have Charlie calling us from Ohio. Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. I love your program. I've been listening to it frequently, but you're no longer on Cincinnati, as far as I know. I hope you can get back on.
But this is my question.
Well, now, you were listening on shortwave?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I just happened to call in. I buy a lot of juices, and I'm a label reader, and I just was looking at some labels recently, and I got to thinking, they almost all say filtered water, and I'm wondering, is that filtered water municipal tap water with fluoride?
I have no idea. You'd actually have to call them, Charlie. You'd actually have to ask them, is this water, Sydney? And Sydney, is there fluoride in this? And they would have an obligation to tell you if there is fluoride in it. It would depend upon, but if they were getting municipal water from a community where they had fluoridated water, why you're getting fluoride in it. And basically, you want to be sure you do not want to be drinking fluoride.
Mm-hmm. But they should. We should have specific labels that tell us precisely what's in there, and also almost.
But let me tell you, Charlie, what they do is they, for instance, they'll say natural flavoring. Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically a cover for aspartame, or certainly they'll put in the artificial flavoring, and because that's many times will be aspartame as well. So you actually have to ask them. You sometimes even have to call them and ask them what these things are, and then put the word out. We need to create such a furor that they're going to have to take the aspartame out of the products. And basically, I wish we had a lawyer who had the courage to take on, and I think that we could get a class action suit, and basically, of course, bankrupt these countries, companies that are poisoning the American people. And I certainly encourage people to get involved. If you know a lawyer who would take a case like that, a class action suit would shut this whole the criminal activity down, and it is criminal activity, and it's all about population control. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Charlie.
You took the words out of my mouth, but natural flavoring can also, according to Dr. Blaylock, mean eicosatoxin, MSG, and they use that as one of the many disguise words. And it's very frustrating because you don't know exactly what it is.
But that's, you see, what they've done is they put a vague phrase in there, and Dr. Blaylock is absolutely right. I've known Russell for probably 30 years. He's a personal friend. We often talk off the air. He's come out and visited us, gave a speaker at one of our programs. Wonderful, wonderful man. We're just so fortunate to have him.
So, it's just so frustrating, and it's, you just don't know what to buy, unless you buy something organic.
Basically, what you have to do is become a label reader, and if you don't know what's on what that means, call them, and if they won't tell you, don't get the product. And I'll tell you, my son was in the military, and he suddenly developed multiple allergies as a result of the vaccines. He got multiple vaccines, and basically he almost died of asthma, and he was in the hospital for a good time on artificial respiration simply because his lungs shut down. And for many years he came home to live with us, and he was just so sensitive to all sorts of food, and even today there's certain lots of types of food he cannot eat. But my wife has become a label reader, and everybody should read those labels, and if you don't know what's in it, don't buy it. And basically the other thing is we need to demand that they label the food that genetically modified food. Genetically modified food is not just food. It is a poisonous substance, and certainly it influences fertility, and it increases cancer. Many of these do. We need to stop genetically modified food. And if you have something that's genetically modified food in it, you just don't buy it. And if they won't label it, then of course, certainly we need this to know. Now, here in California, some of the companies want to say, well, our product does not carry genetically modified food. But the genetically modified people have spent out, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to prevent this sort of thing. What we need, of course, is for the companies to act responsibly, to be rewarded, and I wish we had a lawyer who had the courage to go after these people who are responsible for all the suffering that's come because of the genetically modified food and the aspartame and the MSG and the bisphenol and certainly the fluoride and certainly the recombinant bovine growth hormone that is used in so many of our milk cows creates all sorts of problems. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, go ahead, Charlie.
You mentioned vaccination mice. Incidentally, my sister-in-law, in 1976, she took the swine flu vaccination, and she got the one bad batch, and immediately after that, she came down with the symptoms of MS, and now she has full-blown MS, is in a wheelchair and is a total invalid, and it's from that stupid vaccination shot. So how can you trust those things?
Well, you can't. And basically the thing is you should not be taking vaccines because you don't know what's in them. Mm-hmm. And basically there might be a rare instance where you might take the tetanus toxoid. You certainly should not have a toxoid shot. Every time you have a cut or a bruise or something, we did have a gentleman, a friend of mine, called, and he had had this, stepped on a rusty nail, and basically he hadn't had a shot in many years, and his foot was beginning to swell. And under those circumstances, you step on a rusty nail, you have a puncture wound. Now, the tetanus bacteria grows in an anaerobic area, and because that's what the puncture wound does. It drives the spores up deep into the tissues. So I suggested in this one instance, take the tetanus toxoid shot and antibiotics. He had a bad time, but he's doing fine today. But almost never should you be taking the vaccines. There would only be a very, very rare instance where I would even consider recommending a vaccine today. Number one, because you never know what they're putting in them. And they have actually put in vaccines given all over the world contraceptives. They put them in vaccines given in India and in the Philippines and certainly in Kenya, I know, because I talked to the doctors from those areas. And these contraceptives were put in the vaccines so the women couldn't conceive and have children. And of course, the fertility rates dropped. We don't know what they're putting in them. We do know, certainly, that they have mercury in them. Many of them, they have aluminum in them. They have aspartame, of all things. Why would they put aspartame and MSG and formaldehyde in these vaccines? Oh, it's to make them more reactive. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's to poison the population. And when you understand that, it really makes sense. There really are people who believe there are too many people in the world. They want to kill most of them off. And if you doubt that, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, and certainly look at the Georgia Guidestones. And they're certainly chiseled in marble on those four great marble slabs, each 19 feet tall, are the Ten Commandments that come from the pit of hell. This is erected by a secret society. The man who put it up was named R.C. Christian, but that was not his real name. And this is the Ten Commandments, and point one was maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. They want to kill off over 95% of the population of the world, and they're going to get away with it unless we expose their diabolical scheme. So basically, if you have not certainly read my Population Control Agenda monograph, it must be 15 years old. I probably wrote it 15 years ago. But you can get it certainly on the Internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda. You can put in my name or certainly Radio Liberty. Or if you can't get it through a computer, we'll send you a free copy of it. But it's well worthwhile reading. I'd certainly update it. My recent talk on population control, the COVID agenda, is much more all-inclusive. Or my talk on Agenda 21, the COVID plan, that certainly goes into the background of this genocidal program that is being enacted today, intent upon killing off or preventing the birth of most of the people in the world today. And the fertility rate is dropping all throughout the world. It's dropping in China because they're actually poisoning the people there. It's dropping in South America because they're poisoning the people. And it's dropped dramatically here in the United States because they're poisoning the people. And the fertility rate, nobody will ever tell you that the fertility rate of white and Anglo-Saxons in the United States today is 1.68 children per family, which means, of course, that the white Anglo-Saxon population of the United States is being killed off. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The reason, of course, we have not seen a dramatic drop in the population of the United States is because massive immigration and because the black and the Hispanic population are sitting here having more children, and now the Muslim population, they're having 5 or 6 children per family. But of course, eventually, why the poisons will poison them as well. And their birth incidence will fall off as well, as it's falling off dramatically in Europe, where in Germany, 1.4 children per family takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce the family. France, 1.2 children per family. Italy, 1.2 children per family. Japan, 1.2 children per family. The white population of Europe is simply dying off, and the Muslims are moving in to take over. And they're having 5 children per family. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Charlie.
All I can say is this is very frustrating, and you're right. You got to get at a, we were talking about looking at labels before. I got a little book that tells you the ingredients, and I was just paging through that thing the other day, and I got a juice. And I ended up putting it back on the shelf because it had another form of MSG that was even stronger than MSG. It was a flavor enhancer. And
right.
But
you have to do it. You really have to do it to protect yourself and your family. And fortunately, my wife is very good at it, and she spends so much more time shopping, but she has to read the labels because, of course, if it has sulfides in it or certain things, our son is so sensitive to them, they could kill him. And so basically, she's very, very careful. We love our son, and certainly we don't want anything to happen to him. So she goes through a label on every food product that we buy. We're much better off if we weren't buying all these proprietary food products, if we were simply getting back to meat and potatoes and vegetables and fruits, and the way that our ancestors used to eat and live. Much simpler, and who knows, if we have an EMP attack, maybe we'll be back there before we know what's happened. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Charlie.
I guess I said it. You're right. We just got to go look at labels, and I've been doing it for years, but I'm even more particular now, and I think you're right. You and your wife are quite correct carefully looking at labels. You have to survive. It's like a survival mechanism anymore to look at labels.
It is, and certainly in our case, of course, it's because of our son's sensitivity, but of course, all these other things we avoid. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Charlie.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave. He's calling us, and hopefully we'll just get him transferred over here. And please transfer Dave so we can talk to him. And he is coming from, I don't know where, anyway, but just go ahead. Oh, he's in travel. Well, anyway, first they'll just go ahead and push the green button so we can actually talk to him. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, we're doing open lines. But so one of the things we want to convince you of is you've got to get back to a simpler life. All of these things that they're preparing, the proprietary foods, proprietary drugs, these are not good for you. Certainly the old herbs and the things that our grandmothers used, they were very, very beneficial. And so many of the new medical products, I mean, they tell us they're miraculous. Ladies and gentlemen, many of them are no better at all than the things that we were using 50 years ago. I know I go to the medical meetings, and we're still using a few of the old drugs, and they try to drive up the cost of them under one guise or another, even though they're out of the patent. Why they come up with a way of driving up the cost, and things are just prohibitively expensive. Well, I'm going to ask our producer simply to put Dave through, pass him through, so we can get to him because we're getting to the end of the program. So certainly, if Rich will go ahead and simply puts the green button, and there we have it. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I have another question. I heard you mention sulfite.
Yes.
And what are sulfites? You see that in different wines.
Well,
sulfite.
Basically they are sulfur products, and certainly small amounts of sulfites. are fine unless you're sensitive to them. And if you're sensitive to them, you got to avoid them like the plague. But it's a product that's in wines, that's, and it has part of the fermentation process. And basically, I don't think if you're allergic to sulfites, you would avoid them like the plague. But most people, small amounts of it certainly are not harmful. And the fermentation process, I think, alters the way that they their physiological or pharmacological function. So I really can't tell you much more than that. I'm not an expert on it. Maybe somebody out in the audience could give us a call and tell us about the sulfites and why. I know they're there, but I don't think they're harmful. Wine is actually good for us as long as we don't drink too much. And basically, of course, because the red wine contains resveratrol. And I'll tell you, my grandfather had, as I recall, a lymphatic leukemia. Basically, everybody thought he was going to die. And he started making red wine. How he got the idea, I don't know. But as long as I can remember, he made his own red wine. He had the cakes of red wine down in the cellar of his home, and he died 20 years later with a gunshot wound. He didn't die of his leukemia, and nobody could understand why he lived so long, but he'd gotten this idea from someone that red wine was good. Well, of course, now we know why red wine is good. It's the resveratrol molecule in red wine, and basically that the people in the southern part of Europe, Mediterranean people, drink a great deal of wine, and they live longer.
Interesting.
Okay, anything else?
Yes. Do you know of any herbs or any vitamins that are particularly good, or especially herbs for the heart?
For the heart?
Yes.
I don't know so much about the heart. I know that Heart and Body Extract claims that their products are good, but there is one product in there. It starts with an H, and I just can't think quite what it is. But
is that Hawthorn?
Hawthorn, yes. Hawthorn is very good for the heart. But of course, basically, I mean, certainly vitamin D is vitally essential. You should be taking good doses of vitamin D because it boosts your immune system. It's not only good for your bones and for your brain, but it boosts your immune system. I take 10,000 units of vitamin D3. I used to take 5, but I'm taking 10 at the present time. And we'll be back. We'll be back in a moment. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But of course, you should have a good stock of oil of oregano and elderberry, these other things that boost your immune system, and of course, the mushrooms that help. Oh, Dave, anything else you wanted to ask?
No, sir, not at the moment. You've taken care of everything.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much. Encourage those other people up there in central New York to listen to Radio Liberty, will you?
Well, I'm on my way out with a U-Haul to pick up some books from your library. As Barbara said, I could stop out and pick up what I wanted.
Okay, God bless. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
We're a legion to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
is. Don't be late.
No. Quiet with God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, dried fruits have a lot of sulfites in them. A lot of people are very, very allergic to react to the sulfites, and including my son. So we just avoid those things under most circumstances. And of course, if you are not allergic to them, dried fruits fine. But if you are, pardon me, you better just avoid them by the plague. Avoid them like the plague. And excuse me for sneezing, but anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener support, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. But if you'd like, of course, to get the products that we have. We actually carry a number of health products. We think they help people. We carry vitamins and minerals. If you'd like the list of the things we carry, fine. Most people are deficient in magnesium. Most people are deficient in selenium, and we carry both of those. Certainly, you should be taking a good multivitamin. You certainly should be taking vitamin D3. Now, we carry a product that's called Alibiotic. Alibiotic is a combination of oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, and garlic. And I know I take it when I'm starting to come down with a cold or sniffles. And oh, so far, we've been here doing talk radio for the better part of 20 years, and I've never, to my knowledge, not been able to do a program because I had a cold or the flu. And basically, of course, sometimes I get a little sniffles, but I'll take vitamin D3, I'll take the Alibiotic, and suddenly we just keep right on going. We recommend this. Have a good supply on hand. All of these products, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a very difficult time. If you're in a position, lay in a product of health products. You would like the list of the products we have. You can go to our website, or we'll send you just the sheet of the list of the things we have. We also suggest that if you do not yet have a Berkey water filter, that you seriously consider getting them. If you'd like to get our information, certainly Joel Skousen's information on the strategic relocation, his certainly on the book on how to build a secure room in your home, or certainly to prepare your house for the difficult times that lie ahead. He has written 3 books, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, that is strategic relocation, and then, of course, the secure home, and then, of course, preparing a safe room in your home. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you should certainly lay in a supply of food. If you certainly can get your doctor to provide you with a supply of antibiotics, if not, go to a veterinary store. And you can actually get antibiotics there. And certainly they're available. You can buy them for your pets and you can get them. But they certainly would be good for human beings as well. If you do not have another source for them, lay in the supplies that you're going to need, because we're moving into a very, very difficult time. Why do I say that? Well, you really need to get our material on an EMP attack. We have a DVD called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's the talk that Ambassador Henry Cooper gave here at the Radio Liberty Conference last October. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. We carry the book, A Nation Forsaken, A Nation Forsaken. And then, of course, we actually have the Congressional Committee report. It was actually put out by the in 2004 by the Congress of the United States, and we recommend it. We think it's well done. That is, of course, the Congressional Commission report of 2004. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you may understand why God, I believe, is going to bring punishment on America. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but we ask you to pray specifically for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices
and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, even when the rest of the bad guys aren't. Unbelievable, isn't it? February 4th, thank you so much for joining us today. It is Monday. The year is 2013, and you're in the right place. We're going to be talking about a number of things that happened over the weekend because it just doesn't even seem right what happened. It is so bizarre. The kinds of things that are taking place that you've got to shake your head and say, this doesn't make any sense. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. I got to tell you what Fox News had to say about the war in Mali. Unbelievable how they are upping the ante for this war and not even telling the people there, their people, that were involved in it. It's an amazing, amazing situation. And then we've got, of course, the Iraq vet charged in a fatal shooting of the ex-SEAL. This story doesn't make any sense either, and I'll tell you why. Of course, not a lot of this makes sense to me or to the Power Hour listeners, I think, because